Hi, my name is Frankie. Thank you for listening to Two My Mom. I never listen.
All 5'6" of her from the University of Texas, Miss Rory Harmon is in the house on the podcast. Rory, we love seeing you. You look as happy and as energetic as ever. How's it going?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on the show. I've missed talking to you. I miss being around basketball, so I'm excited.
I'm equally as excited, but probably not happier than Vic Schaefer. That's for sure. I know that. But listen, we love the personality that you bring, not just here, but what you bring on the floor. Where does some of that energy and excitement for the game come from?
I mean, honestly, just when you work out with your dad and your mom and dad and brother are constantly at your games, just giving me all the confidence in the world just growing up. You know, I train with my dad every day almost for a while, and just knowing how much passion he had behind the game, and it kind of rubbed off on me, and I get so excited to just show what I can do, show everyone what me and my dad used to work on. And so I take pride in, just the confidence I have in dribbling, shooting, whatever it is, I take pride in that. And it just makes it so fun.
The confidence comes from repetition. And I know that you have put a ton of work in this offseason to get ready coming off injury. First of all, how do you feel? And then what did you spend your time working on?
So I feel really good, honestly. Like, I felt good a while ago, kind of maybe 2 months ago, but just obviously I had to wait till I was medically cleared for my surgeon, which happened about, I think, a month ago in a couple of days. So really, I feel good. I think it's just the repetition, like you said, same with basketball court and skills, the repetition of getting back to the court. Obviously, it's one of those things that are mental. It's not really physical anymore because I feel great, but mental aspect and getting mental reps. Honestly, during this recovery, like the first few months were probably the hardest with just not being able to really do things on your own and not really being able to understand, like, why can't I walk? Like, how can I not remember how to walk and run? So I think those were the things that obviously you focus on. You have to lay your foundation like very well. So when you have a great foundation, obviously, at this point, it makes it easier to go through the 6 and 7 months. But I think in the summer, I worked a lot about like agility and just trying to get back to my speed because my speed is a lot different than a lot of people's speed. So I had to really hone in on and understand that my work ethic has to be a little bit harder than probably what the norm is, and just to get back comfortable where I'm moving, and obviously just I was working really hard on it. I'm almost speechless because I look back and see that I pushed through a lot of pain just to be able to feel great today. So yeah.
And so did college basketball push through a lot of pain with you after 9 games, the way you were playing and how you had set the team on such a great launching pad, right? And there are demands to play this game. There's no question. And then there's Vic Schaefer demands. There's a physical demand and there is a mental demand. And when you're the point guard, and he's had a lot of good ones in his day, he has something special with you. What do you think that is?
That's a good question. I just, you know, I think we share the same passion for the game. We both hate losing more than we love winning. And, you know, this is my 4th year with him. And, you know, we have our conversations, you know, a few times in a week or whatever it is. And we just sit and talk and make sure that we're on the same page. And sometimes it's not even about basketball. Sometimes it's just checking in on each other. And I think that that's going to really help down the line. But I think he likes in his point guards, he likes his speed, he likes the IQ, and, you know, one of the things that me and you have talked about was, like, just putting the ball in people's hands at the right time, right place, the right moment, you know.
It's the three W's, and you got it. Who to get the ball to, when, and where, right? Exactly. And the better weapons you have around you, the better you do your job.
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly what it is.
All right, let's talk about some of your weapons. You know, you have had a chance to help Madison Booker in a lot of ways that nobody saw, right? Mm-hmm. You're in her ear in practice. We're not in practice every day, but when you watch the evolution of that kid and you knew how good she was when she came in and then thrust into the role that she played last year that led to an All-American campaign, how much pride do you take in your role, where it might have looked like a silent role, but some of us know what a bigger role you played in her development?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of challenging days. I mean, I just remember it was kind of fresh on every, you know, I just injured myself, and we had a few bad games after that. And I remember she was just having a hard time, and you know, everyone's just on edge, and Coach Schaefer's a little upset on edge. And I just remember one of those bad practices, mind you, I hadn't even had surgery yet. And I was done feeling bad for myself. And I was like, hey, you know what? There's someone who is in my position right now who probably has no idea what to do. And I remember as a freshman, I remember myself how difficult it was. And I'm a point guard, an actual point guard, you know. So I was like, it definitely must be harder for Madison. And I just remember I was like, I'm not going to let you do this alone. And that you're just going to have to be able to listen and understand that you're going to have, there's going to be some bad days. Like, there will be. And I just remember telling her about the three W's. Not even just that, but just some, like, when coach calls a play, there's a reason for that. There's just a lot of, I said, there's a lot of composure that comes with it. Like, everyone's paying attention to you. Your energy is spreading throughout the team. So whatever you're doing is what the team is going to, there was just a lot, and it weighed on her a lot. But I, as the games went on, and I'm pretty sure the whole world saw, like, once she understood what to do and, you know, how to do it, she was able to do it perfectly almost. So,
well, she did it well, and it certainly expanded her own skill set. And now you're back, and your team is playing really well. You guys are scoring a lot of points. You play at a high tempo. I want to know, because you mentioned already about the agility that you worked on in the offseason, how much more preparation in the offseason do you do with your body to get ready to play the grueling style that comes with the demands from Texas, the full court pressure, the up the line, the aggressiveness, the way you run on tempo on the offensive end, all those things that make it so exciting? Is there more to it than what we see?
I mean, honestly, like I said, I really did lay my foundation really well. So at that point, now it's like just continuing to do reps. And that's exactly what we do in practice. Like, if it weren't for practice, I wouldn't be well prepared for these games to be moving. And, you know, practice for us is a lot harder for games and probably a lot harder for a lot of teams. And so realizing when I started to get through these practices, and I could tell it was a step slower to begin with, but mm-hmm. that's obviously, that makes complete sense. Sure. But now I'm like truly catching up. Like, I don't even think about like being a step slower. I can feel that I'm like almost like I'm either right now I'm really close to my normal self. I think I can do a lot better. Obviously the outside people are like, wow, you just like, you look even faster than before. But me personally, I can tell, like, if, like, yes, I probably do look super fast, but I can tell I'm like slightly just a little behind sometimes, and which is probably not even that big of a deal, but I think it's a big deal. But I think practices being the way they are, and Coach Schaefer making sure I get all my reps in on defense, because the offensive part is the part that's, you know, simple. Now your defense is like you're having to actually react to someone else. And that was like one of the things towards the end of my rehab, was like proprioception. So like just reacting to other things, like landing and, you know, unknown, uncertain spots. And so that's where I made sure I was focused on my reps, because that's, you know, defense is truly what matters. And then obviously when that gets down, like my offense will come and all that good stuff. So, yeah.
I'm not really worried about you, Rory. I'm sure you are eating, sleeping, drinking, all of it right now just to get ready for what's coming ahead, which is not just the Gulf Coast Showcase, UConn's on the schedule, the SEC schedule. You're going to play South Carolina twice. I mean, it is a daunting look if you look too far ahead. How do you keep your focus right now and just trying to get better every day?
I think, honestly, I feel throughout my ACL recovery that has taught me to really just live in the moment and understand that you do need to take day by day, because I couldn't skip any days. I couldn't skip any months when I was going through my ACL recovery. I had to be patient. And that was one of the takeaways I had from going through that, was being patient. And so it's really easy for me to not look ahead at all, because it's like, I can't just be myself all over. Like, I can't be my 100% self, like, in, you know, the next day. So I have to take step by step. And, you know, that's one of our things here, like just getting 1% better every day in practice. And it's really easy to do that now. Like, I feel like I've completely been humbled, and I definitely have another level of maturity in me. So, yeah.
It does sound cliche at times when people talk about culture, identity, and getting 1% better. I think it's coach speak. And, you know, we know that's the truth, though. It's the process. Like you said, you can't take a shortcut to a national championship. There's no shortcut to cutting down the nets. When you look at what you have in front of you next, especially I want to ask you about the SEC, because Vic has a great understanding of the league. And you're coming in a little bit new, but basketball is basketball, and you're going to go to some new environments that you haven't been in before. Is there anything that about the SEC that you've learned from Vic that gets you really excited about being a part of it this year?
Yeah, so we went to the SEC Media Day, obviously my first time, and not Coach Shaver's first time at all, but there was like all these signs, and there's this phrase that it's just like, it just means more, and I think that it actually does, especially coming from a great league, obviously from the Big 12. But now there's like the reigning national champions in our league. There's it just literally means more. And I think it is a little bit different. I think what you said before about it's not pressure, it's opportunity. That has definitely stuck with me for a really long time since I ever heard you said that. I think, like you said, just Coach Schaefer being comfortable in kind of this conference will he will definitely prepare us well for the situation and the games that we come through. And I'm just excited, like you said, just to do something different, yeah. You know. It's just different. We're playing really great teams. And, I mean, there's not much else to say. Like, we just kind of have to play basketball and understand, like, there is a different style of playing the SEC. I think they're – a lot more athletic. A lot of them can really truly take you off the bounce, and you know, they're just putting their head down and just going. And so it's a lot more aggressive. So yeah, I think that's something that how Coach Schaefer teaches us to play. So hopefully when we get to that moment, we'll be prepared.
Yeah, I don't have any question about you guys being ready. I know that Texas grit is going to show up, and show up in a big way. You referenced a couple of times our conversation from last year. This was last year, about a year ago in October, mm-hmm. when I was on campus with you guys, and you and I got to spend a little extra time together in the gym. I have the best videos of you breaking down the game that I have saved, because I was waiting for the right moment, and then you got hurt. Now's the right moment, Rory. I can't wait to show the world how your IQ and your personality plays out and everything that you do, and what an incredible joy about you and the way you play, and just your whole glow on the floor. It's hard to take your eyes off you. How do you feel about that kind of, you said pressure opportunity, right? It's opportunity. But how do you feel about that kind of celebrity around what you've been able to help build at Texas?
You know, it feels good to, you know, just kind of change the culture a little bit. Nothing different for Coach Schaefer, obviously. Like, he's been winning for a really long time, and he's had great point guards before me. But I think just realizing that I have a really big impact on this program and this team, it means a lot, and it makes me do better every day. So the way my teammates and the coaching staff and how they view me and how they see that I can make a difference and make a change in the way we're playing right now and our season this year, it truly means a lot. It makes me push harder every day. So
I want to go back to something you said earlier about checking in with each other, right? Because everybody always thinks it's a one-way street here, coaches checking on the players. But I know what kind of relationship you and Vic have. He's a guy that tries to get his workout in every day. He's going to eat, sleep, film. He's going to sleep in the office. He's going to, at some point, probably get dehydrated. You have to keep an eye on him, right? I mean, are you the one voice in the locker room that says, "Coach, we got it. Go home." I mean, how do you manage some of that with him?
Yeah, you know, no matter what we say, he probably is not going to do it anyway. But that kind of just says a lot about him and how he just truly cares that much. Like,
yes.
I want him to take care of himself and sleep at home every once in a while, but he cares so much about us as people, of course, first, and then players, and then just winning, you know, and being well prepared. And I think it's hard to tell somebody to not do that as much, but every once in a while, he always tells us, "Oh, make sure you get something good and before you go to sleep tonight. Make sure you're hydrated." And we're almost like looking at him like, you might want to take your own advice sometimes. But I could tell he's trying. He definitely does do his walk or his elliptical almost every day. And so he's just, you know, he truly does just kind of put us first sometimes. And that does mean a lot.
I know from the COVID when Texas was in the bubble, he was running sprints in the hotel hallway. I mean, I have a video of it. I mean, just like I just have known Vic for a long time. You're right. Everything you said about how much he cares and what kind of investment he's made, not just in his program, but in young women and trying to help them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see you at the Gulf Coast Showcase. That's a pretty good event down there we have. Are you looking forward to it? Like, have you heard how much fun that hotel and the resort is down there?
I actually have not heard. I think they're kind of just wanting us to like get a little surprise in for that. But I'm excited to just play. You know, it's hard to like be excited about much else, but I'm excited to play. I love, you know, just traveling a little bit. And, you know, Coach will, when we get to that point, he'd be like, "Okay, well, you know, this is a business trip," and it definitely is, but he'll let us have our little fun too.
He will. And you'll find some time to enjoy hanging out at the water park and all the things and the amenities around that resort. It's really nice. You're going to have a good time. Roy, before I let you go, you've been described by some as a menace. I think by yourself, you considered yourself a menace. I mean, tell me a little bit about your instincts and your film study on the defensive end before I let you go.
It's funny that you asked that. Just recently, we played a game the other day, a couple days ago, and I think I had 5 steals. And that truly just means I'm, in my point of view, my perspective, that truly means I'm playing hard and I truly care. Like, when I don't have a lot of steals, I mean, maybe, you know, but when I have 5 steals like that, that just means I'm playing hard. But honestly, I've said this before, but you can learn defense and get better, but I think it truly just comes from the heart. Like, how much heart do you have to play defense? How much grit do you have? And I think that's why I kind of refer to myself, and some of my teammates refer to me as the menace, because I'm not going to let you just sit here and dribble in front of me, or I'm not going to let you pass the ball around for fun. Like, I'm going to make it very uncomfortable and disturbing for you. So
that's what I enjoy about watching you is you're right. When you play Texas, you have to have your pressure package in. Backdoor cuts, ball fakes, shot fakes, dribble entries, a secondary ball handler.
Yep.
Most teams won't let their point guard or whoever you're guarding bring the ball up. Tell me about what you're doing on the weak side of the floor. You know, most teams enter it right, and then the point guard would cut away probably, and then you're ending up on the weak side is what I'm guessing on the first action. What are you thinking when you're over there? Because I see you got your, what I would call, have your, you know, you got your engine revved up. You're not just standing over there on the weak side.
Yeah. So it happens a lot. Obviously, like when the point guard gets rid of the ball, they do go weak side, and I'm ready to take a charge. I'm ready to be in help. I'm ready to steal the skip pass, whatever it is. I'm ready to talk to my teammates. I may not be the help person. I may be the first layer of help. So I'm like telling them, be ready for the charge, be ready for the drive. When there's a ball screen, there needs to be 3 people in help. So I'm just ready to take charge, and I'm communicating. I'm trying to viewing like what is going on from this side of the court, from this side. Like, if they're staying over there, that means I could just stay in the paint. But if they're coming towards me, then I obviously have to scoot towards out to my person. But being in help is probably one of the fun things. When you're guarding the ball for about, like, 25 seconds out of the shot clock, I mean, yes, I love that, but it's not always fun. It's actually super tiring. But being in help is not tiring at all, and you almost get to camp out and just kind of wait for that charge. But, yeah, I think, you know, help defense is a really big deal here at Texas because we do ball pressure, we do hedge hard. So we always got to rely on each other to make sure that we're in help.
And I know drawing charges, like you said, is a big deal and a big part of the culture on the defensive side of the ball. Rory, we're all happy that you're back and healthy. I can't wait to see you down in Florida. I'm excited about how hard you've worked to get back, not just for yourself and for your teammates, but for the good of the game, because we need personalities like you. So you keep killing it, and we appreciate you being with us on the podcast.
Thank you so much. It means a lot.